Christian teaching and talk on WTRJ, The Truth.
WTRJ, Orange Park, Jacksonville. WAYL, St. Augustine. WATY, Folkston, Georgia. Online at ilovethetruth.com.
Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. We're delighted to have you on board today with another Let's Face the Issues broadcast. Looking forward to having your dialogue, input, and discussion. Each day as we have this broadcast, we invite you to call in. You can do so by dialing 831-0917. 831-0917 is the telephone number. That call gets your call right into the studios and right to our microphones so that we can have dialogue and discussion. We're talking about a very serious issue today. Invite your contact, your call, your input. You can disagree or you can agree. You can give your, as some have put it, 2 cents worth. Love to hear from you. We're talking about today vaping gone wild, America going to pot. Vaping gone wild and America going to pot. That's exactly where we're headed in America today, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to be talking about that. It's the subject that is high profile today by the politicians, the media, and the manufacturers of the pot industry in the United States of America and what's taking place today. Before we get into the monologue, then the dialogue and discussion, let me say to you, as we face the issues, we do so based on the authority of Scripture. Jesus said to his disciples, "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." And then Jesus tells us explicitly, directly, in a declaratory statement, what is truth. He says, "Thy word is truth." And so, ladies and gentlemen, the word of God, the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word, is truth. It's not just a source book that you can go to and occasionally find truth. It is the totality of truth. It's what you would call a dictionary of truth, an encyclopedia of truth. The Word of God is truth in toto, from the beginning to the end. But ladies and gentlemen, when we talk about truth, let me remind you that we look at the issues each day based on the authority of Scripture, not based on some denominational dogma with its rites, rules, regulations, and rituals. We don't base it on some ideological, political dogma. We base the discussion on these issues each day based on the authority of Scripture. It's what you call having a biblical worldview. May I recommend it to you? May I recommend that you study the Word, memorize the Word, hide the Word in your heart. Let the Word of God be the direction for your footsteps as you face issues. I call them issues. Some call them problems, difficulties, et cetera, et cetera. Whatever you want to title them, we all face the issues each day. Our nation is in the throes of facing a variety of issues. And I challenge us each day about those statewide, nationwide, and global issues that we ought to be concerned about, pray about, seek God's direction in them. So when we face the issues, we do so based on the authority of Scripture. Let me say to you today, we're delighted to announce that this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals that's looking to start your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the equipment for the homeowners with brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time also carries hurricane preparedness equipment and hurricane cleanup equipment, full lines of Honda generators with a knowledgeable staff to answer all your questions about backup power and the generation that's needed. Tools for Time, located at 11291, that's 11291, 11291, Old St. Augustine Road, 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. That's right at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. ToolsForTime.com, ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about today vaping gone wild, America going to pot. And I say that literally, because as we see what's happening on a global basis, we understand that it's hitting America today, and it will cause a drug-crazed, lackadaisical, schizophrenic society in America, just as you're finding in many of the European countries today. Ladies and gentlemen, America is on the very verge of losing the very moral foundation on which our great nation was built. And the scripture is very, very clear in Psalms 11 and in verse 3. If the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? I don't know if it bothers you or not. I don't know if you're concerned about it or not. I don't know how you stand on the issue. And I want to hear from you today, especially if you're a Christian. Do you believe that pot should be legalized as it's being across the nation? Do you believe that preteens and teens should be able to walk into a vape store? By the way, the word vape is something that is a very new word in the Oxford Dictionary as of 2014. In fact, it was the word of the year in the Oxford Dictionary in 2014 because it was such a new found word. But do you believe that vaping, that's just another word for smoking pot? Do you believe that we need to have, for example, in our own city, and it's true across the nation in just about every city, in Jacksonville, Florida today, we have dozens and dozens of the vape shops, V-A-P-E, vape shops. It's simply a shrouded word that says you can walk in there and buy over the counter a what they're calling e-cigarettes. They're selling almost the total bongs, as it's used in the pot industry, where you can smoke your pot. I pulled up beside a car yesterday at an intersection on Old St. Augustine Road. He had his window down and had a huge bong where he was sucking on his pot pipe, and all of a sudden the car was filled and blowing out of the window the blue smoke, where he wanted everybody to see that he was smoking his bong. And even though it is pot smoking for recreational use is illegal in the state of Florida, as in other states, it's yet being done through the guise of vaping. But ladies and gentlemen, I believe our moral foundation is being undermined in America today. We have today, most have heard the term of the news of illnesses and deaths caused by vaping. One news article says lung illness has now spread to 36 states and blamed for 6 deaths. In fact, let me read you a portion of that article. Vaping lung illness spreads to 36 states, now blamed for 6 deaths. The severe lung illness linked to use of e-cigarettes. I don't even like that term, e-cigarettes. It's electronic because the chemicals that's in the instrument has to be heated. And so it is an instrument that you have to recharge and charge again to keep the instrument where it can heat the elements within it, the liquids that's in it. And ladies and gentlemen, let me just simply say this, and I'll touch it again in the broadcast. You don't know what's in those things. They're being sold over the counter in most of your 7-Elevens and your convenience stores and your markets, service stations, et cetera, and then there are full shops called vape shops, which again is simply a shroud. It is a deceptive shroud for marketing and having on the open market pot shops. What we have in America today through that, ladies and gentlemen, is the, without calling it that, the legalization and the authorization of recreational pot across America through the vape shops today. But this article says the severe lung illness linked to the use of e-cigarettes has spread to 36 states and is now blamed for 6 deaths, according to the latest figures from the Centers for Disease Control. Alabama is one of 14 states now reporting the illness through 5 cases that remain under investigation. Last week, 33 states reported cases. This article further says nationally, there are confirmed 380 cases, a figure revised downward from the 450 the previous week to the CDC change in its reporting possible incidents that were under investigation. In other words, they don't report them as a case until they've investigated. And they have, I think it's 480 cases now being investigated, confirmed 380 cases that they've confirmed that have problems from the, quote, e-cigarettes. This article says deaths linked to the illness were confirmed in California, Illinois, Indiana, Kansas, Minnesota, and Oregon. Ladies and gentlemen, California and Oregon in particular on the left coast, as it is called, where marijuana is gangbusters in the state of Colorado, in the state of Oregon, in the state of Washington, in the state of California. It's generally gangbusters, ladies and gentlemen, with pot shops on every street corner and every fashion and form. We'll talk about that in this broadcast today. And I invite you to call 831-0917. If you're concerned about it, I want to hear from you. If you think that it's all right, I want to hear from you. If you believe that we have a problem with our foundations being eroded, destroyed, and our morals and ethics, what I would call the demoralization of America, I want to hear from you. If you just want to sit back lackadaisically and think there's nothing wrong, just do that. But I believe that it's time Christians stand up, wake up, speak up, be visible, verbal, and take a stand and say no to what we see taking place to our nation today. This article further says death linked to the illness was confirmed in California, Illinois, Indiana, Kansas, Minnesota, and Oregon. All of these cases have a history of using, listen, a history of using e-cigarette products or vaping, with most reported reporting they use products containing THC, the high-inducing element of marijuana. So don't you dare let anybody blow smoke in your ear, as the old cliche goes, and tell you that e-cigarettes are just simply for smoking cigarettes and it's a way to get off the regular nicotine or the cigarettes itself. In fact, the research has proven that the nicotine that's found in the e-cigarettes is also has containing in that other major chemical elements that's unknown to the one that's even puffing on the e-cigarette. And it's deadly, it's detrimental, it's destructive, and yet we have no legal guidelines or regulations. Hear me, there are no legal guidelines or regulations, federal, state, or otherwise, across America, controlling the garbage that's in the e-cigarettes. And it's known by the officials that the high potential and the high number of those using them are simply finding a methodology to skirt the laws in relationship to recreational marijuana. This article goes further, says, we do not yet know the specific cause of these illnesses. The investigation has not identified any specific e-cigarette or vaping product, device, liquid, refills, pods, and other cartridges or substance that is linked with all of the cases. While the cause may remain unknown, patients reported similar symptoms, including coughing, shortness of breath, chest pains, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, fatigue, fever, or abdominal pain. While the investigation continues, CDC recommends people not to use e-cigarettes or vaping products. If you do vape, it's recommended not to purchase any of the products off the street or modify or add substances to the existing e-cigarettes. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, I made a little marginal note on this article. I said, why not just make it illegal? You ban guns because it kills a few people, and the guns do not kill people. It's the perpetrator behind the trigger that's pulling the trigger that's causing the death, not the gun. Here we are, though, with an e-cigarette product with dozens and dozens of different manufacturing brands and styles and shapes and forms. Why don't we call them weaponizing or a weapon, military-grade weapon that you're sucking on, calling it an e-cigarette? I don't know about you, but I get a little bent out of shape, ladies and gentlemen. If it sounds like I'm passionate about it, it's because I am. We're destroying our preteens. We're destroying our teens. We're destroying our millennial age group today, those that are primarily involved in the vaping, the sucking on the e-cigarette that's filled with marijuana and or other chemicals that's destroying them. And yet we have no laws, universal laws, rules or regulations promulgated out of any House or any Senate on a local, state, or national level that controls the garbage that's killing people. And yet we want to control guns. The socialist Marxist Democrats that's running for the presidency of the United States of America, every one of them, I think there's a little less than two dozen now, I think there's about 20, all of them, each and every one of them is for the legalization of marijuana on a national basis. None of them have said anything, even with the high-profile news about the vaping and the deaths and the lung illnesses that have popped up in the past few months, in the past year in particular. None of them have said anything in the negative sense, because all of them know that that flies in the face of what they're wanting to legalize, and that's the legalization of marijuana on a national basis. Ladies and gentlemen, here's an article that says what CDC recommends. And it's a whole list, but I'll just paraphrase some and read some. CDC has released interim recommendations for healthcare providers, health departments, and the public in general. Until we know more, if you are connected, if you're concerned about these specific health risks, CDC recommends that you consider refraining. Notice this, that you consider refraining from the use of e-cigarettes. Listen, you don't hear that promulgated out of the media. You don't hear that promulgated out of any other political body where it says, we want you to consider not using a gun. We want you to consider leaving your gun in the closet. We want you to consider letting the government buy your gun back. No, they don't say it that way. They say that the guns are illegal. You ought not to have them. We're going to in some way contravene or circumvent your Second Amendment right and take your weapons, whether you want to surrender them or not. We're going to buy them back. If you decide you don't want to sell them, we're going to take them from you, according to Beto O'Rourke. Ladies and gentlemen, and according to my research, for the state of Colorado, the state of Oregon, the state of Washington, the state of California in particular, they're having a horrific time. Even though they're taking in mega billions in tax money, they're having a horrific time with the populace and the demise of the morals and ethics and values in those geographical areas as a result of allowing marijuana to be sold open market for recreational use. In the state of Florida, as you know, it was legalized in 2016 on the basis of November 2016, did not have the promulgating legislation until 2017 and some in 2018 for the medical marijuana. And it was the camel getting the nose in the tent so that they could ultimately legalize, force it down the throats, if you will, of the citizens of the state of Florida for the recreational use. As I speak, ladies and gentlemen, there's a petition that's being circulated in the state of Florida, already with about 700,000 signatures, that November of 2020, that's about a year from now, it will be on the ballot for a constitutional amendment for the state of Florida to allow recreational marijuana. And the citizens of the state of Florida, let me remind you, by 71% vote said yes on medical marijuana, notwithstanding the fact we already had legal marijuana in the state promulgated by a legislative act by our representatives in Tallahassee. But no, they didn't want that. It was the John Morgan law firm that spent about $6 million out of his own pocket to push that and to get the petition signed, to get it on the ballot for the for that to take place in 2016 and then promulgated in 2017. And now we're seeing some of the results of it, where the pot industry is laughing at us because they knew that was just simply the gateway to get to recreational marijuana. This article about what CDC recommends says, as of September the 11th, 2019, at 5 p.m., 380 cases of lung illness associated with the use of e-cigarette products have been reported in 36 states, and they named the states. Then they further in a list of things that they recommend. One of them is most patients, listen, most of these patients, again, let's go back. They've got about 450 cases, 380 that's been confirmed with six deaths. And they say most of the patients have reported a history of using e-cigarette products containing, listen, THC, that is the potent part, the potent syrup that caused the hallucination and the psychosis of the marijuana product. Many patients are reporting using THC mixed with nicotine. Ladies and gentlemen, one of the things also that I'll touch on and say that at this point, these products are mostly shipped in from China. You don't know what they put in it to market it. Many of them have been found to have touches of what could be fentanyl, we don't know, or other narcotics that are in it. And yet, we'll talk about it in a moment. We're concerned about opioids. We're concerned about Purdue Pharma and what they supposedly have done wrong. Ladies and gentlemen, I want us to understand we're facing the demoralization and the destruction of the foundation, moral, ethical foundation of our nation. And what are the righteous to do if our foundations are destroyed? Have you thought about that? What do we do as a nation if the foundations are destroyed? Where do we turn if our foundations have been destroyed? Where does the church stand? Where do Christians stand? Why are we silent in the pulpits today? Why aren't pastors, preachers, teachers, spiritual leaders standing and sounding the alarm of what's happening to our nation as a result of the political leadership in Washington and in state houses and senates across America, state by state by state, with 33 states having already approved marijuana? And right here in Jacksonville, Florida, we have some of the largest growing farms of marijuana any place in the state of Florida. Here's an article that says spiked, S-P-I-K-E-D, vapes and emergency room visits reveal the dark side of the CBD craze that, again, is part of the marijuana. Jay Jenkins suffered acute respiratory failure and drifted into a coma, according to his medical records, after he says he vaped a product labeled with a smokable form of cannabis extract known as CBD. Lab testing commissioned as part of the Associated Press investigation into CBD vape showed the cartridge that Jenkins says he puffed contained a synthetic marijuana compound blamed for at least 11 deaths in Europe. Further in the article, it says, some operators cash in on the CBD craze by substituting cheap and illegal synthetic marijuana for the natural CBD in vapes and edibles such as gummy bears, as Associated Press investigation found. The practice has sent dozens of such as Jenkins to emergency rooms over the past 2 years. People behind spiked products have operated with impunity, in part because the business has boomed so fast that regulators have not caught up with the drug enforcement agents that have higher priorities than vaping. Ladies and gentlemen, you can walk in any store, service station, or convenience store and find it as an open shelf product, and nothing is asked as far as ID in most of those cases to purchase the death potential product. I'm talking about the fact, ladies and gentlemen, that we find teens and preteens that are being murdered by this. We're talking about vaping gone wild and America going to pot, and we're silent about it because of the tax that it brings in, because of the merchandising of that which kills citizens. Ladies and gentlemen, you're tuned in to Let's Face the Issues. This is Dr. Youngblood. You can dial 831-0917, 831-0917. A telephone call gets you directly through to our microphones so that we can have discussion. I want to hear from you. Are you going to sit back and be silent? Are you concerned? Have you discovered this? Have you had any of your teens, preteens, your sons, your daughters, your grandkids, have they been involved in this? Or do you know? The parents, according to my Bible, are charged with the responsibility of training up a child in the way he should go. When he's old, he'll not have departed from it. Moms and dads, let me challenge you. You need to know what that teenage and preteenager is doing. You need to know where they're going, who they're with. You need to know who their friends are. You need to know what they're puffing on. You need to know what's taking place in their private life so that you can control it. Yes, you have the responsibility. No, it's not something that you ought not to do, as some governmental agencies might tell you. No, it's not going to warp their personality and harm them for life if you go into their room and check and see what they're puffing on and see what they have. It's your responsibility, moms and dads. Here's an article that says, teen vaping linked to more health risk. During a recent media briefing, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, advised people to avoid e-cigarettes while the federal and state officials investigate a nationwide outbreak severe respiratory illnesses associated with the e-cigarettes and the vaping products. The article goes further to say, as part of this investigation, state health officials have sent samples of the product to the Food and Drug Administration for analysis. The FDA is evaluating these samples for THC, the high-inducing compound in marijuana with nicotine, mixed with vitamin E, acetate, and a range of other unknown chemicals in the product. The article says the numbers are startling. More than 3.6 million middle and high school students currently use e-cigarettes, according to the latest National Youth Tobacco Study. And it goes on to talk about the grade level. 11% in the seniors, the 8% of the 10th graders, 3.5% of the preschoolers. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to understand there's a major, major, major problem, and we have a lackadaisical attitude to the enforcement of it, and yet they want to take away guns from the law-abiding citizens and not concerned about this. I believe we have a caller on the line. Go over with your question or comment, please.
Yes, question, I guess, and comment. It's definitely a huge issue. I have two sons, 19, 21, honor roll students, straight-A students, Christian home, Christian family, and they have been, or at least one of them has been duped by this society and this push for this e-cigarette, and even been had issues with using the THC within it, and completely convinced that it is okay and it is not a big deal. I'm just looking for, like, information and publications that they can read that they would actually get the real truth about it, because it's coming from mom, and it's just like mom doesn't know anything. And they can Google and get all the backup and the lies that it's okay, and it's I'm terrified. I'm terrified for our society, much less my own child.
Karen, let me answer that by saying this. You can Google that until Jesus comes. The overwhelming majority of the articles are promulgated and written by the pot industry. And by the way, when I say pot industry, the majority of these e-cigarettes are owned, the manufacturers are owned and manufactured and carried out by the cigarette industry today that owns and controls most of the e-cigarette products that's being manufactured. But the content in them is produced and in most cases imported from China. And it is a high concentration of the THC and the CBD, which is directly out of cannabis, out of pot, if you will. So there, you can also Google and find, just go and look for the report for CDC. I've researched about 8 or 10, 15 different articles on CDC and what CDC is saying, and yet you have a number of articles like this one that says cannabis and vaping concerns. Will the dream of pot go up in smoke? And it's written by the cannabis industry. They're petrified that this is going to cause them to be looked at in a bad light and to cause the law enforcement to promulgate laws that will control it. The pot industry does not want any control on these products at all. So I say to you as a mom, absolutely, you have the right and the responsibility. If they live under your roof, if they put their shoes under your table for a meal, you have the responsibility to say, no, you can't, and not allow it to be done. And I pray that you'll be prayerful with that, and that I'll pray for you and for your family that God will bless and protect you, because this is a ravening wolf that's coming in demonic shrouded, demonic cover to dupe our teenagers, preteens, and millennials into destroying their lives. And further in this broadcast, we'll talk about what this marijuana does health-wise and what it does to them with their psyche and the potentiality for future of their life and their working. Thank you so much for your call. Looking forward to what God is going to do in your life as you take the stand that I believe God will have you to take. Ladies and gentlemen, vaping is only the tip of the spear that now plagues America. The socialist, Marxist, Democrats are wild-eyed, crazy when you say guns, and yet they're not concerned about, not talking about, and not saying anything about the vaping and the product that is primarily used in the vaping instruments, the e-cigarettes, nothing but marijuana. It is pot. Yet every one of these socialist, Marxist, Democrat presidential candidates are 100% for the use of marijuana. Marijuana is the gateway drug. Listen very carefully, ladies and gentlemen. I'm passionate about this, and I can tell you, I'm not the final authority, but I can tell you that I have researched it and researched it and researched it some more. And I can tell you that marijuana is the gateway to cocaine, heroin, fentanyl, and the opioids that we're supposedly concerned about now that's killing something like 100,000 people a year. And may I say, ladies and gentlemen, the hundreds of billions of dollars that's now being spent nationally to fight the opioids is as a result of the politicians and the media and the Washington Beltway in general that are all for the prosecution and the persecution of Purdue Pharmaceuticals for the manufacture of the pain-killing drug, and yet they are doing nothing about anything that is out there on the marketplace for the open of the Pandora's box on marijuana in any form or shape, especially when it comes down to being used in e-cigarettes. Yet the pain meds that's made by the pharmaceutical houses are made for those patients that need a pain medication. But because of the pill mills that were operated just a few years back that were greedy and unethical physicians where the patients could shop a prescription and get 2, 3, 4, 5 refills on the prescription, which was illegal. Most of these operations were closed several years ago nationally, but nothing was done, ladies and gentlemen, in relationship to trying to stem the flow of the marijuana that is the open gateway to the opioids that we're supposedly concerned about. Does that make sense? Ladies and gentlemen, I'm talking about the fact that the marijuana is highly addictive. Marijuana is highly destructive, and I'll talk about the effects of marijuana in a moment. I'll talk about what it does to the body, what it does to the psyche, what it does to the future potentiality of the working person that wants to work in the marketplace, and what it is doing in Colorado and California that's destroying families. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take about a one-minute break for news and the station identification. Hang in there. Don't turn your dial. Stay tuned. We want to continue this conversation about vaping gone wild and America going to pot.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.